Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest today, Bill Ballinger, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack.
Well, we hear about everyone in the state of Michigan dealing with this economic problem in their own way, and so many of them looking for jobs. More than 5,000 have applied for jobs with the Snyder administration, and I think the governor's only hiring a couple hundred people, so already there are going to be some disappointed people.
Well, it's better than the other way around, Jack. If there were 5,000 jobs and only 140 applied, we could really be concerned. I think that's a good sign. The question is, who are these people? What are their qualifications? What are the jobs that they're specifically applying for? But it's always a healthy sign when there are more people applying than there are jobs, and there are a lot of people in this town who surprisingly want to help Rick Snyder that you might not think would be the kind of people who wanted to help him. Dennis Muchmore told me 2 weeks before the election, a prominent lobbyist around town
right.
for a number of years, that he was ready to suit up for Rick Snyder if he was elected. And sure enough, you know, we've heard in just the last week that he's going to be the new chief of staff. He's now retired. Given up his interest, I think, in the lobbying firm he founded. There are people like that. There are other people that I've talked to who are Democrats or have Democratic backgrounds, as Dennis Muchmore does,
right.
who have said, we want to be part of this. We think this is a brave new world, a brand new day, an exciting opportunity. We've got to turn Michigan around, and they want to be a part of it.
Not only is Dennis Muchmore suiting up, he's a starting quarterback, apparently, as chief of staff. So
exactly, absolutely. And, Andy Dillon, of course, we've already talked about. We know the Democratic Speaker of the House is going to be the new head of the Treasury Department. That is a very unorthodox, unusual appointment. It shows that here you have two people from opposite parties who didn't really know each other personally at all before Snyder's victory, who evidently have decided they've got a lot in common, which I think many people kind of thought they did. They've agreed to team up, and that's going to be a help. Bill Rustem is coming in to be the head of what is called Strategic Vision. Now, Bill Rustem has headed a Lansing-based think tank called Public Sector Consultants for 30 years. He is a former Milliken administration environmental advisor. He is nominally a Republican, but very moderate, almost apolitical, not certainly the kind of orthodox conservative Republican that you would expect. So those are, you know, almost the three most important jobs in the Snyder administration announced so far, and none of them are headed by what you would call a, you know, orthodox conservative Republican.
Right. Bill, CNN in town to do a segment on General Motors. I guess it is big news nationally, not just locally, what has happened here. And my understanding is Art's Bar was the scene of a segment on the Parker Spitzer show with Elliot Spitzer. And Virge Bonaro was over there before Silver Bells in the City. So apparently they picked Lansing's finest establishment.
Wow. Well, Lansing is getting a reputation here. Up-and-coming city, top 10. This is Silver Bells in the City night. This is a big day in the year. You have the mayor of Lansing, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, and Art's Bar. You put it all together, what a package, Jack.
Well, I guess that other people are going to be watching what happens in the state of Michigan very carefully. And they say that when the nation catches a cold, Michigan gets pneumonia. Maybe Michigan is the first patient to recover.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be the first to recover, unfortunately, because we've been down so long
right.
for a decade. We never really recovered, I think, from the 2000-2001 recession. most of the rest of the country did. And then, of course, everybody went in the tank 2 years ago. But I think, you know, there are some hopeful signs that Michigan is coming out of it along with part of the rest of the, or most of the rest of the country. And look, I'll take any kind of recovery. I don't know. I don't care whether we're slightly ahead of the curve or behind the curve, but let the recovery commence. We're waiting for it, right?
Exactly. Our guest, Bill Ballinger, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics and a frequent panelist on Off the Record. We have a report from the University of Michigan, Bill, saying that Michigan has indeed hit bottom. There is no lower it can go and is going to start adding jobs next year. That's very similar to a report we heard about a 10 to 13% increase in hires by Michigan State's people who follow that very carefully from placement services for 2011. That's got to be a good sign, but is it good enough?
Well, we'll take anything we can get. It's certainly a good sign. But again, I think Rick Snyder and this new administration, this new legislature, they cannot afford to make the same mistake that Jennifer Granholm and the legislatures of the last 8 years have made, and that is that prosperity is just around the corner. This is bound to get better. It's going to get better next year. We're going to recover. This can't go on perpetually. And in fact, it just never has gotten better. It's just been bad, 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 bad year after year. And they have failed to make the necessary decisions to restructure government spending and the tax base of the state. And as a result, we're in a situation now that's just as dire as it was 8 years ago. We got a $1.6 billion deficit staring us in the face for the fiscal year beginning next October 1st and extending to September 30th, 2012. And Rick Snyder and the legislature simply cannot kick the can down the road one more year, right, as all their predecessors have for 8 years. They've got to do something dramatic, and I don't think they have that much time to get it done. I think they got to, you know, get out of the gates fast this spring and make it happen by June or July.
Bill, we hear about new sectors for jobs, and those must be important without losing the old sectors, and that would mean the domestic auto industry. For a while, it seemed as if that might happen. And then George Bush, on his way out the door, I think was the first one who really talked about how important the auto industry was, and Barack Obama jumped on board that. And now Obama and Joe Biden are going to make their fourth trip to a U.S. auto factory this year, and suddenly they're looking at this as a sign of what can happen if everyone works together and there is some creative thought in this process.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, give credit to this administration and to its predecessor administration for not turning its back on General Motors and Chrysler and the auto industry, and realizing that heavy manufacturing in the auto industry is really a backbone of the national and obviously the Michigan economy. And, you know, there's something to be said for businesses and economic activity that involves making things, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The old-fashioned economy, making things, not service industries, not service businesses, but making things. And I think it's encouraging that GM is having its initial public offering of stock this week. The signs have been hopeful so far. And, you know, that is going to be a help to Michigan. But I think, again, Michigan has got to spin off jobs from the auto industry using perhaps the large numbers of engineers we have in this state. We have a lot of engineers in this state, more proportionally than almost any state in the country because of the auto industry. And those people are fully capable of being successful in other occupations and professions other than just heavy manufacturing. So I think we've got to try and get things going on all fronts, not just heavy manufacturing, but everything else we can as well.
Last question, Bill. I wanted to ask you about political donations by the media. We know what happened with CNN and Keith Olbermann, and now Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe also MSNBC and the opposite side of the political spectrum, seems to have given, I think, $4,000, I heard. Is this the worst thing that can happen, or is this much ado about nothing?
I think more of the latter, Jack, honestly. I don't mean to sound cynical. The problem is we used to have a news media, particularly when we had the big three commercial networks and, you know, the major newspapers were considered to be basically nonpartisan, where, you know, the idea of reporters or editors being caught red-handed giving money to candidates would have been just a shock and an outrage. Mm-hmm. Well, that isn't the lay of the land nowadays. That isn't the way reality is working. You really have got a very segmented, fragmented news media. It's becoming more like the news media was in the 18th and 19th century,
right,
where you have newspapers in those days, 200, 300 years ago, were owned by the political parties.
Right.
I mean, they made no bones about it. There was a Republican newspaper in town, and everything in that newspaper was from the Republican point of view, and they weren't ashamed about it, and I'm sure the editors and reporters gave money to the Republicans, et cetera. Same thing for the Democrats.
Right.
Well, we went through a long period in this country. We got away from that and tried to kind of de-partisanize the whole process, and maybe that was a good thing, but for ill or good, it's changed back to the old way. And, you know, with Keith Olbermann, a liberal Democrat, MSNBC giving, it was only a matter of time, it seemed to me, before somebody, you know, fingered a Republican or a conservative like Scarborough, who's a former Republican congressman from Florida,
right,
doing the same thing for the Republicans. For that matter, I don't think we should pick on MSNBC. What about Fox?
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Hannity has given money to Republicans. Is anybody shocked? I don't think so.
No, and Fox doesn't seem to think it's a big deal. So
no, absolutely not. I mean, look, I think the only thing that's bad is what we would call hypocrisy, and that is that some news outlet pretends to be objective, and yet they're caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Right.
If they're pretty, you know, overt about it, and everybody knows and identifies who they are, and look, let's face it, MSNBC is slanted to the left, and they're liberal, and they're Democratic, and if they're giving money to Democrats, big deal. So what?
Yeah.
And if Fox is giving money to Republicans and conservatives on the right, big deal. So what?
Yeah, the big story would be if they weren't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bill,
or
thanks.
If they were saying, this is shocking. We would never do such a thing.
Bill, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend and a good Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Jack.
All right.